first start with reading the verse for beginning the sutra. Do you all have the paper? The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma. It's difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。 我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 好像声音不大，是不是？
Do we need to turn on the volume?
可以听到声音吗？可以。
OK。
我们上次好像讲到大无量劫主，还是灵岩明角劫还没讲吗？那我们今天要讲灵岩明角劫，那支派按流出，直视言是迷，气理亦非物。
We're going to start from a second stanza today. The spiritual source is bright and pure, branching out and secretly flowing forth. Attachment to phenomenon has always been confusion, yet union with principle is not enlightenment.
灵岩就是指我们的心的本源，那也就是我们禅宗常讲说什么，要明心见性，就是见这一个新的那个本源。The
so-called spiritual source is the origin, the ultimate source of our mind. And in Chan Buddhism, when we talk about enlightenment, is precisely to see this original source of the mind.
那我们这颗心，就是心的这个本源，本心既有，它既有本质的光明，而且就是这个结和交集，就像月亮这样子的，这样的。
The nature of the mind is bright and pure, and it's just like the moon, right? It's bright and pure and soft.
那心本身它具有光明，就像那个灯光啊。它这边是用月亮比喻啊，月亮能够照明任何东西。那我们的心也是这个样子。
Over here, the mind is metaphored as the moon. The moon, just like the light, the lamp, has light, and it's able to illuminate all things.
比如大家坐在这边，你们用眼睛看我，对不对？然后用心，不是用耳朵听到我的声音，那你可以用什么？用你的。 你的脑袋哈，有没有说有时候用你的意识去思考、判断？那可能像有里面有人可能要用什么转过头来，用什么东西转过头来？啊？这样转过来用，这用什么东西转过来？用身体啊？啊？用颈部的？你们晓得啊？如果 我是中风的话，要转过来是用什么东西转过来？但是转不过来，用什么东西？啊？用心嘛。比如说我要手伸出去，结果我意念是要什么？要伸手，结果手伸不出去，对不对？用心嘛啊。那这一个。 这一个我们心既有这样能够什么看能够听，譬如说舌头啊、能够什么尝味道，然后舌头尝味道，那鼻子能够闻什么闻味道，那身体可以转动可以感觉啊，那这样的功能其实它必要是灵的功能。
So as we're all sitting here, that you're looking at me with your eyes, you're listening with your ears, and Fashu was saying earlier that if you have to turn around and turn your neck, what are you using to turn your head? What is it that you're using? So earlier some people said you're using your neck, some people said using your body.It's actually using your mind, intention, to turn your body. And for some people who had suffered from stroke, they try to reach out their hand, their mind moves, but they're not able to quite do it. So our eyes has the ability to see, our nose has the ability to smell, the tongue the ability to taste, and the mind ability to think. This is all due to the mind.The illuminating power of the mind.
看起来好像是，就是说我用心转动，对。那我自己个人的经验是，你取那个相，譬如说，我手要伸出去，对不对？我要取那个手伸出去的相，这样就是要明那个相。明，对，取就是你明这样的相，那手就会伸出来。
So based on my own experience, that we use the mind to turn, to illuminate. And if you want to...
就是要伸出去的时候，实际上你是本身是什么？看起来你伸出去，实际上是你起一个伸出去的相，本身是明见的相。
So if you want to grasp something, take something, even though it may appear to be your body reaching out, but it's actually your mind that is reaching out and grasping the phenomenon.
我记得有一次就是打坐的时候，那我就坚持不晃腿啊，晃腿可是腿很痛啊，很痛，手就要去抓什么，就要去抓腿嘛。那我就看他是怎么抓的啊。那有时候不注意了，手都伸出来了，就要抓了。那我看他怎么抓，让他停住了。过一会儿又很痛，他又抓了。那我看他又停住了。那最后，我忽然间，我手没有抓，我忽然间出现荧幕什么，抓腿的那个什么画面。我手没有抓啊。但是非常清晰，就是什么，那画面已经等是业力已经形成了，它已经抓过去了，可是我的手还没有动，所以我才发现原来是你取这个相，然后这个我们这个现象就变成这个样子。
Based on my personal experience, once I was meditating, and it was really painful sitting for a long time, my legs hurt. So I wanted to move, I wanted to touch my leg.So I observed my hand moving up and trying to reach for the leg, but I looked at my hand and it stopped. And a few minutes later, it happened again. I raised my hand, I looked at it, and then stopped. But for the third time, even my hand didn't move, but in my mind, the whole action was completed. I vividly saw that my hand reached out and grabbed my hand.So based on this experience, I realized that it's actually the mind that's grasping to the phenomenon, grasping to the image, and completed the action.
所以比如说像我们心非常的安定的时候，我们身体不会动，甚至什么，可能连呼吸都没有。
So when our mind is very, very calm, our body actually wouldn't move. And sometimes even the breathing has seemed to stop.
那主要是说我们这个心啊、能够取这个相，那取相什么叫取相，实际上就是叫明这个相，比如说 我们在打坐熟悉的时候，妄想来，那我们说好，那我把注意力拉回来，拉到呼吸，对不对？事实上你是临这个呼吸的相，那如果你是临妄想的相，叫做什么？叫做打妄想。
So our mind actually has the ability to illuminate and to be aware of phenomena. That's a function of the mind. And so when we're meditating, when we have a lot of wandering thoughts, the mind is aware of all these wandering thoughts. But if we go back to the method and pay attention to the breathing, the mind is aware and illuminating the phenomenon of breathing.
另外还有我们比较常见的，比如说有人眼睛看你，就是对着你，可是你感觉他并没有在看你。
Sometimes there's another phenomenon where someone appears to be looking at you, but you somehow sense that they're not really looking at you.
比如说我现在这样看，对不对？
It's like I'm staring right now.
你会觉得看你们？
Do you feel I'm looking at you?
啊，对不对？比如说我现在这样。
Like this.
对不对？因为我的那个什么，我并没有取你们的相。
So the mind is not aware and is not grasping to the phenomenon, the image.
所以等于是我们的心基本上就是，它不管产生什么样的作用，它基本上它的根本是它具有明，那个明，比如说你明这明声音，那声音就跑出来了。临这一个色相，色相就跑出来了，然后临动作，动作就产生动作出来了，那你临这个味道，味道就跑出来了。那我们一般叫做取相，像是心去临那个相。
So our mind may have all different kinds of functions, but basically it has the ability to be aware and to eliminate the phenomena. So when we're looking, the mind is aware, conscious of whatever you're looking at. And when you're listening, the mind is illuminating the sound. So that's the function, the ability of the mind.
那这种明言原本那一个我们的心的本源，它不需要去明外面的。那一旦我们去明外面以后，在楞严经里面叫三细六出，
细，
这个非常细，那六出。就是我们的心原先不需要去明外面，它本身就能够明。那我们一念哈，就是最初的一念啊，就是在大悲上叫做妄动哈。然后楞严经就是说，就是一念不觉，就是没有什么没有觉悟，然后你去以为我的心要明外面，才能够什么？才能够具有明的功能的时候，那就会变成三细六出。等一下再讲三细六出。
So originally, initially, our mind already has ability to illuminate itself within. We don't need to project and grasp onto external phenomena. Once you do that, then according to the Shiragama Sutra, then there's the three subtleties and the six cores phenomena, which we're going to go into in a little bit. And according to the Great Compassion Competence, the mind, in the initial state, the one thought became ignorant, unaware, and it started to grasp onto external phenomena, thinking that by grasping and illuminating external phenomena, then our mind is actually fulfilling its original function. But this thought is erroneous.
然后这一念产生，就是心灵外面那产生，我们叫三系六出，那个三系就是你动了以后，那以为我的心是什么？是笑。去明一个外面的东西，然后就产生被明的对象，还有能明的什么主体，我们叫什么主客，或是能明的心，然后什么所明的什么外境，我们叫就能所或是主客。那这时候就产生就是不明白，然后产生什么主客，那这三样叫做三系。
And because of ignorance,our mind started to project outward and grasping onto these outward phenomena, mistakenly thinking that this is the function of the mind. And because of this external projection, then it gives rise to the notion of subject and object, the object phenomenon that's being observed and conscious, aware of, and as well as the internal mind, which is the subject.And that's all due to ignorance.
我想大家坐在这边，你们会不会有一个主体的你，然后看客体的我或者其他人，会不会有这样的感觉
？As you're sitting here right now, do you have a sense that there's an I, the subject who's sitting here, and then there's an object of looking at 法师？
没有，可能就开悟了。
If you don't sense that, raise your hand. If that's the case, then you have reached enlightenment.
一个是哈，我们最初的一念心动了以后，那产生一个相，那你去临那个相以后，就产生能所能所，产生一个相，然后你去临它。那第二念在明第一念，那第三念在明第二念，等于是第二念明第一念，第一念就变成什么所，那第二念本来是明的，那第三念在明第二念，那第三念就变成能，那第二念变成所，那这个什么能所能所就不断的进行了。
So it was the original thought that projected outward.And so there is a phenomenon that's being observed, and then there's a subject of the mind that observes this phenomenon. So there's the notion of subject and object. And then once that started, it kicks in, then the second thought arises. The second thought becomes the subject, projecting and illuminating the first thought. And then...The third thoughts come up and becomes a subject and observing the object of the second thought. So it becomes a cyclical cycle.
譬如说在我们的经验里面，譬如说我们浮出一个念头出来，那我们讲说这个看到这个念头以后，那我们就什么就根据这个念头在什么我们再生出第二个念头，那在第三个念头，是不是这样生出来的？我们是不是会根据前面一个念头生出第二个念头，第三个念头，会不会这样子
？So based on our own experience, usually when we give rise to one thought, and usually the second thought follows and observes the first thought, and then the third thought follows and just continues on following the previous thoughts. Isn't it like that with you?
譬如说大家坐在这边的嘛，那第一本来我们就来这边就把你跟其他的外面的人切割为我跟什么，我们叫灰我，是吧？或是 A 跟灰 A， 对不对？我们已经那个时候都是这样子的，那 A 跟切割为 A 跟灰 A。 譬如说你看到我，你已经把你跟我已经切割开了，切割为你是你，那我是被你看到的人，对不对？那、第二念来说，法师今天 要讲什么？要讲这个什么劲？这个三重气，你就浮现这个念头了哦。这个念头是不是法事？是你的念头。可是你认为那个是什么？那是我。那、啊、接下来说，法师讲的不好，其实都是你的打妄念，不是跟我没有关系。
So for instance, today we all come here.And the first thought is already you make the separation between the notion of I and others. So that's the first thought. And then following the first thought, your second thought may be, oh, so today Fa Shi is going to talk about the inquiry into matching half. Okay, so the second thought follows the first thought. And then the third thought, oh, Fa Shi is not really good, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. These are really all your own wandering thoughts. It really has nothing to do with me.
我们在打坐的时候就知道说啊，一个念头浮起来，妄想拉回来，知道那是妄想。可是，在平常也是看到一个人就浮出一个妄想，可是你不会认为是妄想，说啊，法师瘦了，你根本就在打妄想。
So when we're meditating, when a wandering thought comes up, you recognize it as a wandering thought, and then you put it down.But in daily life, that's not how we work. Usually, a wandering thought comes up, and you follow it. For instance, Basu seems to have lost weight, or etc., etc. These are only your wandering thoughts.
那么刚才讲的说，你任何时间看到什么，看到你跟别人是对立的，你这么想啊，那是就三系，那就是。就是有他们叫无名业相啊，是造业的业啊，无名业相，然后有什么能见相跟所见相，这个是三系的啊，这个是已经是什么我们叫无名烦恼了啊，就是很细的都看不到的。那接下来六出就是你就开始分别啊，这是你，这是我，这是好，这是坏，那我们的心就会像刚才嘛，有念头浮出来，那就有相续的。相续的相，那念头浮出来就会产生什么名字，那你就把那个念头那个影像执着，这是我，这是你，或者这是法师，那我们就要那就开始会造业受苦，那后面的他们叫自相，啊，自就是能够分别的哈，自相，然后相续，还有记名字相，然后。执着相，然后造业受苦相，总共六个。那我们就在这个地方在什么转来转去了。
So coming here initially, you have the notion of self and others. That's what we mentioned earlier, the three subtleties.The three subtleties including ignorance, the phenomena of karma, and the notion of having a subject and an object. These are the three subtleties. And then from there, the six cores, 六出出出气的出。Those three subtleties, they are very subtle phenomena, difficult to observe. And then what we can observe are the six coarse phenomena. So starting from ignorance, and we started to develop the notion of good and bad, and then you attach names to it. And from the name, you have attaching to thoughts and phenomena. And from there, more karmas are created.Just following that, they have the ability to continue on.
那通常我们在讲烦恼，我们一般在讲烦恼，会怎么说啊？比如说生气了，哇，看不顺眼了，我们叫烦恼。那看得顺眼了，我们不会认为是烦恼，因为我。看你看得很顺眼，这不是烦恼，但是在这边叫做三系啊。
So usually, what we call vexations is when you see someone you dislike it, you dislike a phenomenon, then we call that vexation. But in the situations where something is attractive, favorable, we usually don't think of them as vexations. But in fact, the very fact that we had the sense of I and you, these are part of the three subtleties, and they are vexations.
那当然，这个三系六出也可以跟那个十二因缘对照啊，它实际上跟十二因缘是可以对照的。
So the terminology of three subtleties and six courses, it actually correspond with the 12 dependent origination.
我倒没有去对照过，不过就是无明啊、行啊、事啊啊，那个部分大概是属于三系的部分。
I haven't really done a detailed study of it, but in the 12 dependent origination, the first three is ignorance, intention, and consciousness. Those three probably correspond with the three subtleties.
那一般我们在看那个什么无明啊、什么无明啊、行啊、事啊，我们就是太细的，因为它，它这个行印呢、啊、是非常非常深的一个什么。新的一种生命我们看不到譬如说我们的头发会什么会生长啊皮肤会什么就是我们会新陈代谢啊这个东西我们看不到的可是这个是我们的形印、
So for things like ignoranceintention and consciousness. These are really, really subtle and really, really fine. It's very deeply embedded into our mind and we usually cannot observe it. It's just like the growth of our hair and the thawing, the shedding of the skin cells, we cannot observe it.
你有没有听人家讲过说有些人死了以后还会继续长头发
Have you ever heard the phenomena where after someone had passed away, the hair continued to grow?
我记得在香港也有一位高僧大德嘛，他好像每年都要给他刮胡须跟剃头，他是就是什么肉身不坏，可是我看到其他的那个什么肉身都不长头发、啊，不长胡须，可是这位好像是还会长胡须、长那个长头发、啊。
There's a highly, highly cultivated practitioner in Hong Kong. After he passed away, his body did not decay. And actually, annually, they have to shave his hair and shave his mustache for him. In other cases, when you know, they have these kind of undecaying bodies, usually they don't have to shave their hair. But with this person, they have to do it.
我来猜想说他那个什么神智还是不是还没有离开
My guess is it possible that his consciousness is still in his body and hasn't left?
那也就是说，这个三系六出这一个是灵岩明皎洁，原点是在讲他都还没有变成三系的时候，他的本来面目是什么？灵岩明皎洁。那产生三系六出以后，那我们的心就像那个树枝哈。就树干，那产生树枝，那产生树叶。那当这个心产生这样树干的时候，树枝的时候，其实它这一个我们这一个心的本源，都是什么？都是没有离开任何一个枝叶的。
So, in the second stanza, the first phrase, the spiritual source is bright and pure.It's referring to the original mind that hasn't given rise to the three subtleties and the six courses. But once the three subtleties has given rise, ignorance and the notion of subject and object, then it's described in the second phrase, branching out and secretly flowing forth.But no matter the branches and leaves of a tree, the root is still this spiritual source that is bright and pure.
我们在楞严经有看到，就是当修行人修到，比如说破色印、响印、受印，还有然后破响印破掉以后，就可以看到行印哦。那行印是我们每个人。都是什么？都是从那一个心的本源产生出来的。可是你可以看到，就是众生是怎么从那个心产生出来的。
in the Sarangama Sutra, it talks about dispelling the notion of the form skanda and dispelling, breaking these the five skandhas. And maybe it's somewhere after you have break away from the perception skanda, then you will be able to see your mind's intention and consciousness, and you'll be able to see that all phenomena and all sentient beings actually arises from there, and see the root of this spiritual source.
比如说，他因为他可以看到，就是众生的心，众生都从这个心这样，就是呼出，就是什么长出来的啊。所以有像什么幻天王就认为是什么，他是王，那时候都是他的子民。
So reaching that state, one will be able to observe that all sentient beings arises from this mind. And according to, for instance, Brahma Deva is able to see that all his people arises from this.
另外他们也看到就是说众生都从这个根源长出来的，所以他们有时候在这个时候就会，譬如说就会认为那个心是什么，这个心的那个本质是常的，然后真的是众生什么生生死死生生死，这个是什么无常的，所以他们就是说一半是常一半是无常，他们在这个时候就会产生《楞严经》里面所讲的那种十种阴谋，就是就会有一种我们说错误的知见，就是世间是常，那一半是常一半是无常。
SoAble to observe this notion, this phenomenon where all sentient beings arises from the source, sometimes they will develop the erroneous thinking that the source of the mind is permanent, and the arising and perishing of all sentient beings is impermanent. They erroneously begin to think that there's some part that is permanent and some other part is impermanent. And this is what in the Sarangama Sutra it refers to the ten erroneous views.
比如说我们现在就是我们坐在这边呢，那我们大概不容易，就是说你在这边消失嘛，哈，这边有没有人有这种功夫的？
So we're sitting here. Is it possible that you just disappear all of a sudden? Any one of you have this ability?
你们有没有这种经验？就是从小时候到现在，你当中有段时间你发觉身体是不在的，有没有这种经验？
So, ever since you were a child and until now, have you ever had the experience that all of a sudden you realize your body doesn't exist?
晚上睡觉的时候。可能就没有感觉身体的存在，可是别人还是看到你什么在那边睡觉，对不对？好像从来没有这种经验嘛，对。
Probably not. When you're sleeping, even though you may not be aware that your body is there, but other people can still see it, right?
那有一天死了以后神识离开，就比较可以有这种感觉了哈。所以说你的心离开身体就发觉这个身体你可以什么，就是被烧掉了，你那个也好像也那颗心或是那一个身子好像也没事啊，那比较会有说身体突然间身体不是我了这种感觉啊。
But after you die, your consciousness leaves the body. That's probably when you have the experience. Even though the body has been cremated, but nothing seems to have harmed the consciousness. Then you'll realize that the body is the body and the consciousness is the conscious. They are separate.
像我们在原始佛教可以看到，比如说他可以把身体一个身体变成两个身体，变成三个身体，或是把身体变成什么，变成虚空，变成消失了啊。 那假设你有这样的经验呢、啊，或者你看到这样子的，那比较容易说，就是说这一个色身是从心什么渐渐出来的。
In the initial teaching, there are more examples of these where the body, one body is turned into two bodies, or you know, turned into the vast openness. And in those situations, or when we pass away, it's easier. Then it's easier to observe the notion where the body is a phenomenon that arises from the mind.
你们相不相信这个身体是想出来的？
Do you believe this? That this body is merely out of your own thoughts?
不太相信啊。
It's probably hard to believe, right?
我知道我们在那一个，好像在《易学四谛论》里面有讲到，就是说修神通啊，就是观想自己身体很轻，啊，观想自己的身体能够浮出来。如果你这样观想的话，你就发现这个身体很轻，然后身体能够浮上来，因为身体本身上就是什么一堆什么一堆妄想。
So in Yogacara, there's this teaching of you contemplate. That you contemplate the body is able to levitate and disappear. And by thinking this way, it's easy to see that the physical body is the phenomenon created by the mind.
像师父，你们知道师父打坐曾经浮起来，你们小朋友有没有看到这一段？
Have you read 师父 's autobiography where he talked about he levitated off the ground during meditation?
我记得师父就是刚浮出来，又觉得很奇怪，一看就摔下来了。然后第二次他用移方看，就没有摔下来了。
So when that first happened to 师父 when he levitated off the ground, the first time he thought it was really strange, and then so he looked around and immediately he fell down to the ground. And the second time when that happened, he just peeked and looked around, not really paying attention to observing, and then he remained levitated, floating.
我听说有些喇嘛他们在打坐的时候，他们身体会浮起来，然后碰到天花板又摔下来哈。
I heard stories of some Tibetan lamas where when they meditate, they're able to float off the ground and they touch the ceiling, and then once they touch the ceiling, then they fall back down.
我记得好像是那个密勒日巴，是不是？他好像有飞在天空飞嘛，哈。
Maybe that was Milarepa, one of the great cultivators in Tibetan Buddhism, where he's able to float in mid-air.
我有问一个洋人啊，他就是西方人啊，他有接触这个喇嘛，他说讲的说，我就问他说，这个喇嘛现在还能不能飞起来啊？他说，还是有一些人可以飞起来，可是现在他们都不敢飞哈、啊，因为以前。飞起来，就天空上就是有些人飞来飞去，然后那些藏民看到以后就什么，就是合掌恭敬的。可是现在如果你飞起来以后，现在人就说啊，然后那一个人就会摔下来了。
So I know a Westerner who studies Tibetan Buddhism. So I asked him, so do lamas can they still fly these days? And he answered that.Yes, some of them can still do it, but they don't do it openly anymore because in the past, when they levitate and fly in midair, the Tibetans, they just look at it reverently and bow down. And, but these days, if that happens, then people start gawking and start pointing and say, oh, look, look. And then in those cases, the whoever is flying will fall down to the ground.
我们有，就是《心经》里面讲，不是色即是空嘛，空即是性嘛，空即是色，对不对？这样就是我们这个色身，就是色啊，这本身 就是什么？他们信心叫空信，叫空。那从这边来，它叫做心性，其实是一样的东西，也就是色是心性变现出来的。
In the Heart Sutra, we talked about form is emptiness and emptiness is form. In here, it's referring to the spiritual source. And it's referring to the same thing, the emptiness is form.
我们大家可能都忘记投胎的那一个什么那个经验了嘛，哦，投胎。
Probably none of us really remember our reincarnating experience, the experience of the consciousness entering a new body.
我们投胎是不是心事，然后跑到另外一个什么，就是精子卵子里面那一个结合体里面，是不是这样子？受精卵嘛，是不是这样子？你的神识本来不是在受精卵里面嘛，可是你的神识跑进去了，对不对？所以就投胎了。
For incarnation, isn't it the consciousness enters the egg?
我记得那个阿江曼是阿江叉的师父哈，那他有一个老太婆，他每次打坐的时候，坐到非常安定的时候，那就他就发觉他有一个东西像一条丝，然后这样走走走走，好像走到他的外孙里面的子宫里面去，他觉得很奇怪，他只要心很静的时候，就有一条丝这样跑过去，然后去问阿江曼，他说哈，你不赶快断的话，将来你就变成你的什么，你的爱孙，你的对什么？
In Thailand, there's a great master, Ajahn Man, who is the master of Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Man had a student and an old lady who is a great meditator. So after a long time when everything is really calm, and for some reason she would see a strand of thread going into her granddaughter's womb. So she went to ask Ajahn Man what this is all about. And Ajahn Man said, if you don't cut this off right away, after you die, you'll probably become the new baby that's in your granddaughter's womb.
也就是他很喜欢他这个孙女这样子。
And that's because this old lady really, really likes her granddaughter.
事实上他的心是跟他的什么跟他的孙女是两个不同的体嘛，对不对？可是因为你心是原来的，那心是就能够进去的。
Even though the old lady and the granddaughter, it's two separate physical bodies, but because the mind, the consciousness grasps onto that, so it will guide the consciousness into the granddaughter's womb.
那佛陀他在禅修的时候，他透过禅修以后，然后去发掘什么色、受、想、行，这些都是什么？都是无常的。可是他，因为当时印度的是认为说，事是什么常的，色受想行是无常的。可是佛陀不相信呢，他就去观察，就他发觉其实事也是无常的，就是事，你的事。可以去言什么言这个名色，那言名色上帝是言名色就是投胎，那名色再来支持是，就是是有点也是像是软体，名色是什么硬体，然后名色不是是进入名色以后，就是那个受精卵以后，然后等于是来什么？来等于是来丰富这个什么这一个名色的这个硬体，那名色什么 来提供一些什么一些资源，让事能够什么能够存在。所以我们事跟名色这两个，他们就是什么事言名色，名色言事，就这样，这两者什么互相支持，那我们的什么身心世界就这样出来了。
So Buddha, when he was in deep samadhi, he contemplated that form, feeling, perception, and intention or impulse, these are all empty. Actually, at that time in India, the common belief was form, feeling, perception, and intention, these are impermanent. However, they believed at that time that consciousness is permanent. But Buddha didn't buy that.So he wanted to investigate it himself. And so through deep samadhi and meditation, he realized that consciousness is also impermanent. Actually, consciousness has the ability to be attached to name and form. They interact with each other. You can think of the consciousness as software. And name and forms, the fertile egg is...the hardware. So consciousness enters the egg, the name and form, and enriches the hardware. And where name and form is a hardware that provides resources to feed the consciousness. So consciousness and name and form, they mutually interact with each other and give rise to the phenomenon of our body and the mind.
那我们平常其实也是这样子哦，我们的心事就是我们那个事啊，或是心啊，你看到色或听到声音，或是我们叫色声香味触啊，接触有没有？接触这一个什么？接触这一个六尘以后，那我们会产生受，受本身是什么？就是名色的那个什么？名色里面的色受想行，这样就是四名四，他们会把它，就是我们四言这个什么言名色，就是我们像我们现实的经验，你们看到我或听到声音，这是色，然后这个色再回头过来，从你的心产生感受，那产生感受以后，然后你本身会产生，比如说喜欢讨厌。那这个又回头过来去跟外境什么一直在什么在互动，那就是跟名色一直在什么在互动，所以我们的心念就什么就生生灭灭。
So the consciousness constantly interacts with the external world, the name and the form. For instance, the mind.Interact with the six sense objects, sight, sound, and then it grasps onto these phenomena and feeds back to the consciousness. 就是他们两个一直不断的互动。
对，没关系，我讲一个比较大家经验上有的哈，比如说我们用做梦可能就比较容易了解啊，做梦是不是浮出？一些画面出来，这画面是属于我们叫做色，对不对？那我们心接触到这些色以后，这些画面以后，我们就延伸第二个什么？第二个画面出来，因为我们心本身是什么？是精神体。那色，我们讲的是叫物质体。那精神体接触物质体，然后可以再产生什么？第二个什么？第二个这一个物质体，那就是我们的精神体接触物质体，然后产生第二个画面，第二个物质体。那这一个画面是不是我们心产生出来的？它原先本来是心，可是产生出来的时候，我们把它叫做物质体。啊，那因为心可以产生，然后可以什么？可以再联系，所以我们这个心念就是什么，就生生灭灭不断的。
So let's use another more concrete example. For example, dreaming. Our mind mind attaches, observes form, and the mind interacts with the form and gives rise to the second image. And the mind is considered as the spiritual metaphysical domain, and the image that comes up is considered the physical domain, and these two interact with each other and causes the continuous rising and perishing of the mind.
也就是我们这样心识的作用，所以说我们众生就随着这种心念，有种叫业啊，然后你就投胎到不同的什么，不同的，我们就六道去了。
And so this is the very function of the mind, and it rises and perishes. And all sentient beings, we follow this mind, and get reborn into the six different realms.
我们每个人就是就用自己的心识，那不断的什么创造你自己的什么一个世界，然后你。又想要保持这个什么这个世界，还保持你这个身体，所以我们就什么，我们个人来讲的话，你就因为心事创造你自己的世界，那心事想要什么联系这个世界，所以我们这个什么业报就什么生生不息。
So, our mind, our consciousness.Creates our world, this world that we live in, and yet at the same time, the mind wants to grasp onto this world, and to make it continue. So this the mind giving rise to the world and wanting the world to not change, to continue on, it gives rise to.All the different karmas, and then we follow those karmas into our rebirth.
我们每天要喝水、吃饭，对不对？然后每天就是想办法，就是车子来的话，我们要不要闪？
So every day we have to drink and eat and walking on the street. If the car comes, do we have to run away from the car?
如果有一个人就是拿一支枪对着你说要请你交100万出来，你会不会不在乎？
If someone is pointing at you with a gun and say give me $1 million, do you not care?
大部分都会什么？都会紧张嘛，对。
Most of you will probably be nervous and frightened.
也就是说，我们基本上有一个力量，就是认为这个身体是我。那我希望这个身体能够有什么永远是什么就是活在这个世间，当然再没办法是自然死掉，不是被打死的就没办法了，对不对？
So there's this body and our mind grasp onto the body and wanting this body to continue on unharmed.
那这一个部分是他在讲的支派按钮处，其实大家就是在讲这个部分，就是问为什么这个世界什么就是会产生的，那任何一个世界任何一个时间点都是我们这一个原先的心什么产生的，那但是我们已经什么迷失了，是我们这颗心产生的。
So this is what the second phrase is talking about, branching out and secretly flowing forth. That all these is created by our mind, but somehow we have been lost and we forgot that all these came from this original spiritual source.
就讲了半天还是听不懂了哈。
So it's still probably very difficult to comprehend after all this.
总而言之，你。只要记得说，假设我们开悟以后，你再也不会认为这个身体只是你，那全部的什么，这些所有的现象啊，包括人，你看到的人，包括外在的山河大地，还有你这个身体，都是你的心事什么产生的，那你这个身体只是你心事的什么一部分，那整体。 都在你的心思，整体的现象都在你的，我们说心当中，就有点像我们的心像一颗明镜，所有的现象都在什么？都在我们的心中。
So in a nutshell, after enlightenment, we will realize that all of these is really created by the mind. The body is part of the phenomenon that's created by the mind, as well as all the myriads of external phenomena. It's all coming from the mind.
然后比较好玩的就是，所有人都在你的心中，哦，对不对？那你们都在我的心中，那对你来讲，其他人是不是都在你的心中？
So what's interesting is that think about this, you know, the mind is like a great mirror. So isn't it true that everyone is in your mind, in this mirror?
可能我用一个比喻比较容易懂啊，就是我的心是一面镜子。你的心也是一面镜子，任何一个人心都是一面镜子，是不是每一个人的心都什么，都呈现所有的外面的现象，是不是？
Let me give you another analogy. Let's say my mind is a great mirror, and your mind is a great mirror, and everybody's mind is a great mirror, and each reflecting everyone in the world. So isn't that that we're all in each other's mind?
比如说我现在看到你们，应该是讲我的心是浮出你们的这些影像啊，那跟这些你跟你们这些影像在互动啊，那你也是一样，你在听到我的时候，其实你也是看到啊，看到这些人事物，那在你的心中里面，那你就跟这些互动，那我们各自玩各自的什么，玩各自的镜子。
So, Think about it like this, I'm a great mirror, and when I'm seeing you, these are images that arise in my consciousness. And same thing with you, when you're listening to me, you're dealing with the images that's in your mirror. So really, we're each only playing with our own mirror.
那个镜子是几面？到底是一面还是很多面？
How many mirrors are there? Is it just one mirror or many, many mirrors?
因为我们一般如果想到的话，我们是因为有个实体的镜子嘛，所以镜子的话，你的镜子跟我的镜子，那就有一个实体，你就可以分开说，这个你的镜子跟我的镜子是什么，是不同的一个镜子。可是现在这个镜子是什么，我们说宝镜什么无镜，它是没有什么没有框的镜子，可是它有那个镜子的功能，能够反射的功能。
So usually, you know, the easier way to conceptualize this is that I have a mirror, you have a mirror, so it's easy to see that there are two mirrors. But really, we're talking about infinite mirrors. So these are not physical mirrors, and they really don't have a frame. It's infinite.
那我们举个例子好了，你的我们一般叫做空性嘛，我在那边有虚空，对不对？那你那边也有虚空，请问哪一部分的虚空是属于你的？
So we're talking about emptiness. So I have emptiness, and you have emptiness. This vast space of emptiness. Is it possible to separate? This is my emptiness, and that's your emptiness.
对啊，我们的虚空是不是你没办法切割嘛？没办法切割，这是你的虚空。
Can you separate and cut emptiness?
所以空性基本上，你没办法分割它的界限。就像空性，有时候我们叫做华身，华身什么遍一切处。
So for emptiness, it's really hard to draw boundaries. We also call emptiness as the Dharma body, and the Dharma body is all pervasive and everywhere.
那我个人啊，我个人的心啊，产生这外面的三个大地，还有个人我这一个这个身体，这个身体我们叫正报，然后正报以外我们叫什么依报？对我来讲的话，我有什么？ 正报跟依报。对你来讲的话，你的身体是什么？正报，其他东西是依报。哎，就是说，以我的身体为主的话，正报。那你对你来讲，你本来是正报的话，就变成我的什么依报。那你的身体是正报，那其他人的身体本来是正报，那变成你的什么依报。
Dependent subject and object. So the world that we are seeing are all phenomena projected from the mind. My body is the subjective karmic body, and the world that we see are phenomena dependent on my karmic body. So it's object. But for you, your body is a subject. It's your subjective karmic body, and I become the objective dependent karmic body.
那因为我们每个人啊，应该是几乎是每个人呢、啊，会把这一个实质的身体当作是我，那其他的是什么？其他的是山河大地或是别人，那没办法，看到说全部都是什么？都是我，那因为我们已经把这个我这个身体当作是我，所以就把现在当作是什么？是别人，所以我们就按照这种模式去运作。那每个人都是按照这种模式运作，所以就是每个人就是什么，都是有一个身体。那你的身体是你的身体，不是我的身体。
But the way we usually operate is that this is my body, so this is me.And the mountains, the rivers, everyone else is others. We forget, we don't see that all these external phenomena are actually part of me as well. So that is how everybody operates, thinking that there's a me, which is my body, and that everything else is beside me and are considered as the others.
那因为有这样的关系，所以我们就是以这一个身体为主体的我，我们大概从出生到死都在以这个身体什么作为什么你努力的什么目标，让它什么长得漂亮，让它不会死掉，对不对？啊，然后死了以后还希望什么？还希望来生还保佑什么你的子孙呢？那都是，那主要的是说，我们把身体跟外面切割为二，那每个人都是用这种方式，所以就是。这样的话就会流转到什么六道。
So since the day we were born until the day we die, that's the way we operate. That we treat this body as me and everything else as others. We take this body, this sense of I, and we try to do everything to perfect it, for better growth, to beautify it, for success, and eventually, even after I die, you want your spirit to continue to bring benefits and bless your offspring. And that's how everybody operates, operating on the sense of me and others.
所以后面的就是直是言是迷，气理一回五，就是说是就是现象哈。那佛法通常讲理跟是，理就是应该讲说性啊，性跟相，然后是理跟是啊，性或是理是同个东西啊，性理，那理相对就是是，然后性相对就是现象，那执着现象，所以执着现象就是说。你把你心中的什么的现象切割为是心外的，那当然是迷了。
So based on the way that we operate the pattern of cutting I and the others, that is what gives rise to rebirth into the six realms. And so following on the third, phrase, attachment to phenomena has always been confusion, yet union with principle is not enlightenment. In Chan Buddhism, we talk about the nature versus phenomenon, or another phrase we use is principle versus phenomena. And mistakenly being attached and grasped onto phenomena, of course, is a result of confusion.
昨天我们生活曾有谈到就是王，就是我们都想要王别人， 所谓玩别人就是你就希望什么别人来听你的嘛，我们就是想要掌控别人，就玩别人，那别人是不是也像希望你听他的，那玩来玩去的哈，那有时候玩，有时候赢的，有时候什么被对方玩的哈。
So yesterday, we talked about dominating on a daily basis because we have a sense of self and others. I usually, you know, I want to dominate other people, and sometimes, but everybody thinks that way. Other people want to dominate me too. So sometimes we can successfully dominate others, and sometimes we get dominated by others.
比如说你在心里面想说我一定要让对方就是难过，对不对？心里这样想的时候，是不是要把你心中的一个对方当成对方，要不要？
So sometimes we think I'm going to make that person suffer. If you think like that, isn't you treating that someone as someone, an external phenomenon?
你心里面想象那个对方，是对方还是你的念头？
The other that you are thinking in your mind, is it really that other person or it's merely a thought in your mind?
这是你的念头啊，可是我们自己把它切割为，这个我在记忆中，但这个对方实在是，就是真的是怎么样子，我一定要让对方死得很好。不是很难看的。
It's really just a thought. Yet, we grasp onto it and grasp onto the memory that in my memory this person is so, you know, so mean or whatever, and I really need to make this other person suffer. But it's really a thought.
请问他这样在想着说在玩谁啊？
When you are thinking that this way, who are you really dominating?
对，可是因为不知道，因为你心中浮出的各种念头里面某某人的话，你就执着那个某某人是什么，真的是某某人。我们禅修的时候可能会看到妄想，可是平常的时候不会认为那是妄想，那是某某人，就是怎么样的那个人。事实上，是不是你心里面的东西是，可是你把它执着。那个糊出来的那一个是当作是人，他本来就是妄想，可你把它当成人，叫做执着，执着相为人。
So this is merely a thought, but maybe we're able to detect it when we're meditating. But in everyday life, we tend to forget and attach the thought, thinking that it's a real person. We forget that it's merely a thought, and we grasp onto the notion of that person.
有没有听过说什么人是因为梦想而伟大？有没有听过这个句话？
Have you ever heard of this phrase that humanity is great because of our dreams? We have dreams.
梦想基本上一定要什么？你要把你心中所呈现那个梦当作是一个实际的一个外体，否则的话，你没有力量在什么在实现你的梦想。
A dream, in order to make it work for you, you have to treat it as a real external phenomenon, and then that becomes your motivation.
其实如果梦想成真哈，也不怎么伟大，应该是没有梦想才真的伟大。
So even if the dreams have come true, is it really great? Maybe not so much. It's really only when you don't have these dreams that you're truly great.
因为我们的心性，就是浮出了念头，那因为我们执着念头，各种相为什么为人，为他，为好，为好，为坏，透过这种执着力量的话，我们的那个什么，我们的念头才什么，才能够一个接一个，才有努力的什么动力。
Our mind gives rise to these thoughts, but we don't recognize these as thoughts. You know, we think that it's others or it's this person. Because we grasp onto these thoughts, then it accumulates a momentum to move forward.
我们在照镜子的时候，蛮漂亮的。你会不会想要说， 他说他们一定会一直看我，会这样想嘛，对不对？
When you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you think, "Oh, I look quite nice," and then other people will probably keep looking at me.
请问看你那一个人是谁？
But who is it that's really looking at you? Yourself.
我们就是，譬如说你成功了以后，结果你站在台上以后，那大家就用羡慕的眼睛看你。请问那羡慕的眼睛是谁？
So after you have become successful, maybe you stand on the stage and thinking that other people will look at me with envy. Who is looking with envy?
我记得那一个卡内亚，不是卡内亚，卡内基啊。
I remember a case of from Carnegie.
卡内基他们信念说你要做什么哈。你就要想象说我成功以后，然后我在台上那这样很威风的样子啊，你就产生动力了。事实上很威风的时候，其他人在看你那个是谁。
So according to Carnegie, you have to visualize success. So you visualize when you become successful, you're standing up there and everybody is looking at you with great envy. But really,Who's looking at you with envy? Who is it?
那个是别人吗？
Is it others that's looking at you or yourself?
所以这个东西我们自己要幻想，那个其他人看我，那其实那是你的什么？你的前脸嘛，前脸看后脸嘛，你以为是你，你以为后脸是你，其实前脸也是你啊，就是前脸看后脸，把后脸当成我。就是玩这种游戏嘛，就是梦想嘛，颠倒梦想嘛。
So when you think about it, it's really your previous thought that is looking at your latter thought, treating the latter thought as yourself. It's just your thoughts, your wandering thoughts.
比如说你越想越生气，要不要想象说别人就看我？要不要这样想？或者你要怎么生气
？So you know, if you want to.You become proud and thinking that other people kept looking at me. You have to think about other people looking at you, don't you?
那我们就是在想的过程当中，我们一直会认为，我想象别人用那个什么，用那种哇，好这个什么，好羡慕的眼光看我，那我就很拽，那我们就会一定要把这个别人很羡慕我那个影像当成什么。别人要执着为别人。
So you kept thinking that other people are looking at me with envy, but it's actually ourselves that's grasping on the notion of others as others. You have to treat that image as others in order for you to feel proud of yourself, don't you?
如果你发觉那是妄想的话，你还会生气吗？
If you realize that these are merely your wandering thoughts, then what is there really to be proud of?
所以就是说，我们就是，我们说，为什么会进步？就这个执着的力量。
So earlier we talked about motivations and making progress. So what is behind all these? These are merely your attachment, the momentum of attachment.
因为我常碰到人说，如果我们都不努力，那这个进步的动力来自哪里？正来自这种什么？你想象哇，我飞黄腾达，那个飞黄腾达的那一个，别人就是用羡慕的眼光来讲，那个本身都是你啊，不是别人。
So some people have asked me if we don't work hard, then how do we make progress? But really, if you use this as a motivation and think that oh, people are going to look at me with envy.These are really only your thoughts in your mind.
比如说你们现在看到我这边，但我做的不会很拽啦，如果是你的话，你会不会认为这些人在听我讲经？会不会？会呀。
So I'm sitting here right now. Of course, I'm not very arrogant. But let's say I'm sitting here. Do you think in your mind, do you see all these people listening to me talk?
应该是这么讲的，就是我的医报哈在听我的正报讲经。
But actually, you should look at it like this: that My dependent phenomenon is observing, is looking at my subjective body, subjective self talking.
那是医报还是我的医报？
Is it objective dependent karma or is it my objective dependent karma?
你这样，这边那么多人，你看不出来这个是信念的东西，很简单的。你眼睛闭起来以后，这些影像还留在你的什么脑海里？那一定是你的自己的什么？是你信念里面的东西，不是外面的东西。
If you can tell whether it's real external phenomena or your phenomena in your mind, if you close your eyes, is the image still in your mind?
所以说，就是说，如果你把你心中呈现出来的各种现象切割为，这是我的正报，这是别人，那这是迷的。但是理呢，理就是说我这个心性本身啊，比如说回到我不执着现象，回到理呢，它是不是物呢？这边讲了也不是物。
So, looking at all these phenomena, we tend to divide it into sense, self, subjective self phenomena and objective self phenomena, and that is confusion.Yet, if you are able to really understand the principles, as in the fourth phrase, is it really enlightenment? According to the text, it's not enlightenment either.
一般就是我们在禅修的时候，就什么有妄想，就什么就不要跟着妄想跑，那就拉回来到什么呼吸呀、啊，或是念佛啊，慢慢的妄想就什么越来越少，到最后完全没有妄想，可能就跟这个什么，跟这一个。外境跟这个我们叫内外会合一，对不对？那在这边讲说，内外合一也不是物。
So usually when we're meditating, we follow the method where whenever you have a wandering thought, then you drop it and you let it go and bring it back to your breathing or your method. And over a period of time, wandering thoughts will gradually dissipate and lessen, and then.You will experience the state of unification of the external and the internal world. But over here, it's actually saying, so what if there's this unification? That's still not enlightenment.
像我们那个石牛图，有一图叫做什么？空空的，有没有？那一个也不算是物。那我们一般在讲就是什么？见山是山，然后再什么？见山。不是山，要到什么？再回头过来什么？见山是山，才是什么？是开悟。
So in the ten ox herding pictures, there's one picture that's just a great circle. There's nothing in the picture. But actually, in that state, that's still not enlightenment. There's a saying that the first stage is when you see the mountains, you take it as the mountains.The second stage is when you see the mountains, you don't take it as the mountains. And the third stage is when you see mountains, you think it's still mountains. It's only in this stage that it's true enlightenment.
总而言之，就是到最后，就是你那个心性本身含摄各种现象，包括你，包括外在，那这一些现象。没有一个是你，也没有一个是什么，不是你。
So ultimately, the mind encompasses all phenomena, and in all these phenomena, there's no sense of self and others.
怎么听得很吃力？我讲得很吃力啊。
Is it difficult to understand? It's actually difficult for me to teach it too.
有没有人要问问题啊
？Any questions?
没有，不是啊。
为什么西藏的人刚好是说他们后来看到喇嘛们在天上飞啊？为什么会不是恭敬，而是
不是西藏人啊？现代的人如果他也在天上飞的时候，我们现代的人
那么他没有翻译。
The question was that why is it that These days, when meditators float and levitate, then Tibetans do not revere and respect the person anymore. And it turned out that it was the translator's fault. That it's just that these days, modern people will gawk at those meditators. People seem to be very interested in spiritual powers.
我在台湾碰到有一个我们的信众的女儿，她说她在小时候哈去读书的时候，然后要迟到了，就很急，所以她发觉她是可以什么，她是可以挥起来的。那挥起来以后，看到同学就不好意思，就赶快是什么降落啊。然后没有同学，又什么？他又很急，那就挥起来了。那个那一个信众，他跟我们讲，对他那女儿，我好像不知道有没有见到他。
So talking about spiritual power in Taiwan, there's a lay person, and he told me that his daughter.Is often late for school, and whenever she's late for school, and she's very anxious, and she wants to catch up, and she realized that actually she could levitate off the ground, and then whenever the daughter sees her classmate, she gets embarrassed, and then she comes down and walks again, but then if there's no one around, then she starts floating and flying.
那我在台湾也碰到有一组人呢、哦，那其中有一个信众是我们火影手的学生哦，那他就。带着一批人，可能三四十个人的样子，那跑到台东里面去，他们就是什么，就练那个挥。那有些人挥得起来，有些人挥不起来了。
There's also another group of people in Taiwan. There's one person. She studies in the Buddhist study school, and taking a group of people to this part of Taiwan, Taidong.And this group of people, they all try to practice how to fly. And some people are able to fly, and some can't.
那我就跟他讲说，下次你们要飞的时候，我可不可以参加
？So I asked him, "Can I join you next time?"
好像就飞那么一次哈。
I think they flew once.
因为我要问他说，如果你在飞的时候前面有人的话，你怎么样？因为你怎么样避开啊？他说可能要什么，要身体要歪过去，就能够避开这样。
So I asked him, when you're flying, the people in front of you, what do you do? And they say, you have to pivot your body, and then you are able to avoid that person.
If you take revenge on someone, and they may come back and take revenge on you, it may be all in your mind, but there's a certain level of shared illusions.Right.
So, if you 说你对一个人报复，然后那个人也对你报复，那这样的话，没错，是都在心事上的。可是某种程度上，是不是有一种共同的那个共同的分享的妄念？
没有错，其实不只是报复，我现在跟你互动，是不是分享妄念？
Well, it is the case, and actually not only talking about revenges, even now we're interacting. Are we co-sharing our wandering thoughts?
So, 我们这一个，基本上我们在任何时间点，只要有现象，那个现象一定是妄的。那我们把妄当成真比较麻烦，我们是把妄当成真呢。那我们每天就是用妄想跟其他人交换妄想，不一定是报复啊。任何时间讲话就是交换妄想，可是你不这么认为我跟他的讲话。
So basically, in any given point of time, whenever there's a phenomenon, then it's basically a wandering thought. It's created by the mind.What is problematic is that we don't recognize it. And so on the everyday basis, when you're having a conversation with someone, we don't even have to talk about revenge, just merely talking and interacting. It's an exchange, mutually creating these wandering thoughts, but we don't realize it.
啊，你们可以想象啊，比如说我现在做梦，梦到我在这边讲经，那有这么多人来听嘛？那如果是单独我做梦的时候，你们并没有来参加，可是现在你们有六七十个人哦，也参加这个梦。
So we can look at it another way. Say I'm dreaming. If I'm dreaming by myself, then you're not participating. But right now there are all these 60, 70 people present. So you're joining my dream.
就是说我们平常做梦的时候，我没有邀你们来参加，我自己想象出来你们这些人在那一个。啊，如果你们现实的，就是说我邀请你们来加，但是大家共同什么？共同就是交换梦境这样子，但是我们不认为我们交换梦境。
So when I'm dreaming by myself and I imagine dream of all these people, then you know you're not part of it. But now in real life, I'm inviting you to come to the talk. So presently, you know, all of us are exchanging our dreams and wondering thoughts.
这个在维斯讲是说，我们梦境我们是沿着我们的独头意识嘛。那醒来的时候，我们还沿着什么外面的什么五层，就有自己的意识。那现在一样，现在是醒着，可是跟梦境是一样的，多了一个什么，多了跟一个什么外面的那个什么五层互动。
So in the mind only school, they talked about when we're dreaming, we grasp onto our own conscious thoughts, by self. But in real life, there's also the function, the interaction with the five sense objects.
法师，你刚讲有关依报跟受报的时候，有让我想到一个依报跟正报，有让我想到一个禅的一个偈，那个偈是千江共一月，万户尽皆春，千江有水千江月，万里无云万里天。那我就是想问说，千江共一月，千江有水千江月，所以一个月亮跟上千上万个月亮，这两个是不是都可以说是真实的？就是说
，Can you translate yourself?
So thanks. So when you talk about this the phenomenon, the external phenomenon, and how our mind is projecting the external phenomenon to be real, when in fact it may have arisen entirely from our mind.And that brings to mind this Zen saying that I heard once, which says that 1,000 rivers reflects a single moon, but also 1,000 moon reflects into 1,000 rivers. So my question is whether we can say it is true that there is one moon, but there's also...many moons, infinite amount of number of moons, infinite number of rivers.
这一个就是说月亮哈，刚才讲那个月亮有点就是像是我们讲的化身啊，化身一个还是两个
？So the moon is we can think of it as our dharma body also. So is there one dharma body or two?
你的化身跟我的化身是一个还是两个
？Your dharma body and my dharma body is it one or two dharma bodies?
一个还是两个？可是，这里面就是说，那个心不动的心，基本上是什么？是一个。
So an unmoving mind is one dharma body.
然后在不动的心里面，就原理是，就是说，我比较可能会讲，玩大富翁哈，大富翁四个人在玩大富翁，对不对哈？如果从整体来看的话，是四个人还是一个？从整体来讲，就是这样来看，就是四个人是四个分开，还是这样是整是一个整体？
So let's use another analogy, playing with Monopoly, play Monopoly game. Four people playing this game, if you look at holistically, is it four people or four entities or one?
而从你的立场来讲，就是说你跟其他三个人可以分开吗？不可以分开，对不对？因为它是一整体的。可是我的手就是说去移动一个什么东西，其他人是不是都看到了？那其他人也可以移，比如说我把这个东西移到那边去，那你也可以把那东西移到另外一个地方去。可是大家是在共同一个什么一个这个什么大富翁这个里面，大家共同玩就对了。
From my own perspective, can we really tease apart is this myself or as a whole entity together? Even though in the game, yes, I can move my own piece and the other people can move their own pieces.But it's really all one entity.
也就是说，从整体来看是一个。那从我这里来看的话，是我从我这个角度看是整体的一个了，还是整体的一个？只是我从我的角度看，可能举另外一个例子好了哈。这个假设啊，你是我的左手，他是我的右手，那另外一个人是我的左脚，另外一个人是我的右脚，那我是头。从头来看的话，全部都是不是我？那从手看是不是全部都是你？可是我们是共同的吗？共同一个手可以移动，可是手移动跟我这个头也有关系，而他个别来看又是分开的。
So, let's use another example. Let's say.One person is my right hand, the other person is my left hand, another person is my right leg, and the other person is my left leg, and I'm the head. Is this one entity or separate entities? Can you really call them separate? No, not really, but each piece can move on its own, yet they interact with each other.
他没有回答你的问题，因为超过时间可能是私下回答。
Because of time constraint, I don't think I can quite fully answer your question. Maybe we can talk about it.
因为下一次会讲到这一部分，就是这部分是宝经五经里面蛮精彩的一个部分，就是我们是一整体，可是一整体里面的个体又包含什么？就是个体包含整体，那整体是吗？另外一个个体又包含你，就是包含来包含去的。
So, this will be for next time. This it will be a really interesting part in the verse, the third stanza, where the separate parts encompass the whole entirety, yet the other separate parts also encompass the entirety.This will be really interesting, so come back next time.
Please, it's them up. Oh, sorry. We need to read the verse first.
We'll recite the verse on mirror transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of Supreme Truth.